Well, today's news poll marks the 30th consecutive losing poll for the government.
I mean, I regret making those remarks at the time, making the remarks about 30 news polls at the time.
And this is quite significant, as Malcolm Turnbull cited this number as the prime reason that he should replace Tony Abbott as Prime Minister. I asked Dr. Peter Chen, Senior Lecturer in Politics at the University of Sydney, just what today's news poll really revealed.
So it shows that if an election were held today, which it isn't, then the people would vote 52-48 in favour of Labor on a two-party preferred basis, so that there would be a change of government.
A lot of commentators were more interested in a change of leadership, though. Do you think this poll affects his leadership in any way?
I think it doesn't help his leadership, but it's not an immediate trigger for a leadership spill. At the end of last week, there was a bit of a kind of panic on Twitter where Lib spills started to trend. A few scamps have been promoting the use of that hashtag and proposed that we would see a leadership transition today. That's not occurred, and it did seem very unlikely for a number of reasons. The first reason is there's actually not really a viable contender for the leadership position. So at the end of last week, people are sort of talking about a return to politics for Peter Costello, for example, rather than putting forward names of people from actually within the parliament as it currently sits. But also there was some polling done towards the end of last week that asked people about preferred prime ministers. And certainly while the government wouldn't win an election today, Malcolm Turnbull is still preferred within his own party, but also generally, if you look at the trend line, has been preferred over the leader of the opposition as well.
He did actually apologise today for making those remarks about 30 news polls. Do you think that's enough?
Well, I mean, it's a good stick to beat him with, right? And so certainly that's what's the way it's been used. But certainly while there is this kind of continual focus on the polling figures, very little else gets discussed. And I was actually watching the Insiders news program on the ABC on the weekend, when every policy issue that was discussed was all read through the lens of its effect on the kind of leadership debate. And so this this problem of polling does drown out any other kind of discussion.
I think also on the Insiders program, Malcolm Farr said that there's a budget coming up and that could provide a boost for the government. And then the other commentators said, well, when has ever that happened? Do you agree with that?
You know, historically, it did happen. And remember that that John Howard, for example, for many cycles, did have a very canny strategy of being relatively stingy after re-election and then opening the floodgates to expenditure and tax cuts. So, I mean, I think the next election is actually up for grabs, to be honest, and Malcolm Turnbull could win it.
Dr. Peter Chen, Senior Lecturer in Politics at the University of Sydney, ending that report. I'm Roderick Chambers, and you're listening to The Wire.